I found it. I found it. Hold on, and skate. The way to put silent mode on no vibrate is you go into sound and haptics, and then right there's a list. See, and then it's vibrate on silent, and so you turn it off. I actually looked at it and didn't know what it was. See, this goes back to what I've been saying, that the problem in my life is me. See, I can't. Here I am blaming iPhone, complaining and whining while my phone is farting in the middle of a live podcast. And I'm all crying and whining about how Apple needs to make stuff simpler. And my problem, the reason I can't fix this is because I haven't been an Apple user long enough. See, if I was just using a better phone all these years, I would already have this sorted out. So that's my big problem. As I should have been buying more iPhones all this time. There we go. Okay. Wow. Well, you know the reason I didn't. I've gone through three HTC flagship phones. I did the Desire, which was when HTC first got big. I did the One, which was just after HTC was big. And then I did the 10 after HTC was falling. And so they're toast. They're done. And I watched it happen. So I was in Taiwan. I wanted a Taiwan phone. I understood from that. And I'll tell you what, nothing convinced me to buy iPhone like HTC. So there's... Well, no. Hey, you want to go after this? Look, HTC's work with Android has convinced me. I don't have a bad taste in my mouth about HTC. I have a bad taste in my mouth about Android. So I don't want to go near Samsung or Sony. For Sony, for example, when you tap on the special character on the keyboard, it takes too long. It's like, I think faster than that. HTC actually had that sort of figured out. But there's just so much meddling and messing with Android. It's not... it's not vanilla Android, and sorry, I need the hardware. Where are we and what are we talking about today? Kevin always wants to go into culture. By the way, Kevin, I got your email. I just haven't opened it yet because I've been just ultra busy. I'm in the middle of suing Taiwan's government, and I'm in the middle of trying to get the skate shops to not kill each other over their section of the skate park. And, I'll read it. I promise. Okay. So it's a really funny thing because I go over here and I'm like, okay, this guy works in the skate supply industry and he knows which channels every single skate shop is going through for all their supplies because he's the supplier. And my buddy is helping to sue the Taiwan government at the same time. And other people in the Taiwan government are talking to the people that are in the supply business in Taiwan. And my buddy that's the supplier knows, oh, that guy's done this to that shop and broken the legs there, and he's not honoring their return policies over here. And he actually asked me, he said, hey, do you want to go and buy a pair of shoes and try to return them just to get them to break their policy? Because they won't understand the concept of like honoring a warranty. I'm like, I've thought about that, but that's too petty. Just let them go out of business in a way that their own people understand, you know? And I, okay, all right, fine. You know, oh, it's so sad. Why couldn't they get their business to work? Because they wouldn't honor or educate people about their return policies. I'll give you an example. Let me show you something. I'm going to pull out a skateboard right here. These are some pretty awesome skate wheels. Now, you can see this. I'm explaining to you something that happened. I'm going to tell you dishonesty in Taiwan by explaining skateboarding. Look at this right here. This is a very fancy skateboard. You're not going to get any place. It's just too awesome. But I can get into that later. Right here in the middle of the skateboard, you see this black rubber thing? It's actually a black shiny plastic thing right here, and there's another little black shiny plastic thing up underneath there. Those are called bushings, and the wheels on the skateboard they move because of that move because of that thing called a bushing. I don't know. Was the skateboard in the way of the microphone? I hope not. It wasn't way to the camera. So what happens is this. You should change the bushings like you change tires on your car, or like you change your brake pads. Okay. Should change bushings every 3 months. Now, if you change your bushings every 3 months, bushings have a high profit margin, but they're inexpensive. If you change your bushings every 3 months, then you spend the amount of money. Okay, looking at the skateboard here, this whole metal thing up here, this whole assembly is called a truck, and there are two of them on a skateboard. The skateboard has two trucks. Each truck costs about $50. If you change the bushings every 3 months, it'll cost you $50 a year. If you don't change the bushings, you'll damage the trucks, and then after the end of the year, you've got to pay $100 to replace the trucks. But trucks don't have as high of a profit margin. Okay, and the skater kids don't have money, so when their trucks break, they've got to stop skating until mommy and daddy give them money. So by teaching the kids to spend less money through maintenance, the skate shops make more money, the kids spend less money, and the kids skate longer. Okay? I mean, this makes sense. Buy the good one, spend the money on the right stuff, keep it in good condition, and everything's less expensive, right? Okay. And there's a whole lot more money to be made on selling gasoline than there is on selling cars. Right, big oil? Okay. So, Yeah. There's a lot more money to be made on oil changes than there is on engine sales. Okay. So certain stuff needs to be changed. Well, the people in the skate industry are trying to tell the kids, don't maintain it. Let it break and fall apart. It's cool to have your stuff all trashed and beat up, because they want to sell more of the expensive assembly altogether. They don't want to tell people, keep it clean, it'll last forever. They don't want to tell people that. Although that doesn't last forever. Because here's what happens. Let me pull this thing back out here. I'm not good enough to do this, but you can see some of these wear marks on the truck here. You see that it's just called a truck. You see some of the wear marks here? That's where he's jumping and then he's grinding the skateboard on a ledge or something, because it's part of good skating. Well, that slowly files down the truck until it eventually files into nothing and disappears. And that's why you should be buying a new set of trucks, is because you grinded on them so much. But apart from that, as long as you're doing things correctly, they could theoretically last indefinitely, you know, in theory. Okay, there are other issues such as screw threading, but I don't want to get into that. For those of you in Reed Rapids who know all about skateboarding, you want me to hear Sim say something else. You have a threading tool. You want to see? Let me pull this out here. This is from a company called Ace. Look at this. You see this little red nut here? This is a threader tool. Watch. This is what's going on. A company called Ace Trucks. Let me get out my. We're gonna have a skateboard talk and talk about Taiwan this. This is an Ace truck. These are Ace trucks. And what happens is the end gets all dinged up. So Ace has started to include a threader nut. Like, it's a little difficult to screw on, but when you do it, it repairs any damage to the threads in the nut from your skateboard crashing into stuff. And Taiwanese don't know what to do with it, because they get a threading tool to fix it after it's lost all hope. But this little red nut is meant for maintenance. Use it regularly. When you can still the screws still work, but they're a little difficult, that's when you pull out that little red nut and you keep everything running clean. Maintenance is something Taiwanese don't get. I got a motorcycle that starts acting badly, and the motorcycle shop says, throw it away and get a new one. Oh, yeah, this is going on in Taiwan. And it could be profitable for lawyers.